The lawyer for an Iranian man held in prison in Australia says he hasn't been told why his client was suddenly released from prison and returned home. 38-year-old Reza Debashi Kivi had been held in a Brisbane prison for more than a year. The US was seeking his extradition for conspiring to export military devices to Iran. But it's been revealed he was sent home on the same weekend that two Australians who were held in Iran were released from prison. Julie Holman reports.
Australians Mark Firkin and Jolie King are now safely back home after spending 3 months in an Iranian prison. They were detained after allegedly flying a drone. But soon after the news broke of their return, it emerged that 38-year-old Iranian academic Reza Debashi Kivi, who had been arrested in Australia accused of conspiring to export electronic military devices to Iran, had been returned to Tehran. Puyan Afshar is Mr. Debashi's lawyer. He told RN Breakfast he hasn't been told why his client was released.
My view of it is that there is some connection between the two events. I cannot say whether one was connected to the other directly, but there's obviously been discussions between the two countries.
The United States was attempting to extradite Reza Debashi. He faced 20 years in prison if found guilty. The academic, who was studying a PhD in cancer research at the University of Queensland, was arrested in September last year on the request of the United States. Puyan Afshar says the accusations against his client dated back to 2008.
I go by the evidence that I saw, and whilst I can't tell you obviously the details of it, I was left very unconvinced that those allegations would be made out.
There's been no confirmation by the Australian government that a prisoner swap took place. The Attorney General Christian Porter released a statement saying the Australian government does not comment on the details behind its consideration of particular cases. Jason Brodsky is a Middle East specialist and the policy director of the US-based United Against Nuclear Iran.
I think it's pretty hard to believe it wouldn't be some kind of arrangement.
He says prisoner swaps are a diplomatic move that's been used before.
Well, it has been used in the past. First, the United States actually and the Obama administration had a prisoner exchange in 2016 at the end of the Iran nuclear deal negotiations. And so it has been used before. Other countries have paid for their civilians to be released from captivity.
And he says there may be little other choice.
Well, my concern is that there's precedent being set that there is some kind of moral equivalence between the legal systems of Australia and Iran. And it's really concerning because the Iranian system is using these hostages as geopolitical pawns to further political ends.
Jason Brodsky from United Against Nuclear Iran, ending Julia Holman's report.